Morning, everybody. Morning and a happy Friday morning to you. Morning to Donovan. Baylor, which ever since this thing started unraveling, seems to be doing its best to try to conceal the full details about what went on, who knew, when they knew it. Even Jim Grobe, the new coach, says he hasn't been told details at all about assistant coaches that may have known or could have known. He said he doesn't know that. So, but now, Baylor could be wading into very, very deep water. In the aftermath of the scandal, Baylor terminated Thomas Hill. Thomas Hill is a man who spent his entire life basically working at Baylor. 28 years was the university's associate athletic director for community relations and special projects. Hill wants to know why he was fired. He said, there is no reason for me to be fired. And as part of it, he has now filed a petition saying, I want to see everything Pepper Hamilton told you. That's the report Baylor is not putting out.
We knew someone would go out kicking and screaming. I think we thought it was going to be other people, Browse, the AD. He's going out kicking and screaming. And well, that may be bad on the university.
Here's the seriousness. Hill says he was not aware of or involved with any mishandling of the sexual assault cases. He said he knew of one back a few years and then went to the athletic director and heard no more about it.
Mm.
And he also said he was not given any reason for his firing after the release of the Pepper Hamilton investigation and would not accept a severance package from the university when they fired him. And he's hired. Now, I don't know this guy, but an attorney friend of mine who emails me fairly regularly, thank you, Blink. Blink's very good, says that this guy, Rogie Dunn, is a hungry Rottweiler attorney. He said he is a tough nut. And they're saying right now, that is his attorney, that they have not filed a wrongful termination lawsuit, but they want to see what the termination was based on. And they want it out there. That's the one thing Baylor has tried its darndest to prevent.
And they're going to keep on trying to prevent it from coming out.
Oh, they'll fight this for sure.
Tooth and nail.
But the fact that he wouldn't accept a severance doesn't suggest he's not going to accept a settlement.
Right.
Unless, of course, pop another zero on the end of that.
Maybe we can discuss that.
Mm-hmm.